Test 3, Part 4. You will hear a father talking to his daughter about the future. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
I don't understand why you don't want me to study abroad.
Because your mother and I want to look after you and make sure you are safe.
Dad, I'm 18.
Yes, I know. I didn't mean you should stay with us.
Dad, I'm only going to Europe. It's not as if I'm going halfway round the world to America or Australia. Anyway, I've already applied to colleges in Germany, France and Italy. My first choice would be Germany, followed by France, of course, given that my German is much better than my French. But I wouldn't mind a couple of years in Italy either. It would be a great opportunity to learn a fourth language.
I still don't understand why you're so keen to go abroad. All your friends are staying here, and they're quite pleased to be doing so. So what's up with you?
Leave my friends out of it, Dad! You know perfectly well that I'd like to work for the European Commission one day. Studying abroad would be valuable experience.
Yes, well, you know what I think about the EU. Better out than in, if you ask me. We don't want the French telling us how to run our own affairs or how to spend our own money.
Yes, Dad, I know what you think. But we are never going to agree on that, are we?
No, I don't suppose we are. But we're also concerned about the cost of all this, dear. Studying abroad will be far more costly than studying here, not to mention the cost of living. Last time your mother and I were in Paris, we paid a fortune for a simple lunch. We could have had a better meal at our local pub for half the price.
Dad, I've already told you I'm getting a grant for all this. And don't worry, if I end up in Paris, I won't be eating in expensive restaurants.
Now you'll hear Part 4 again.
I don't understand why you don't want me to study abroad.
Because your mother and I want to look after you and make sure you are safe.
Dad, I'm 18.
Yes, I know. I didn't mean you should stay with us.
Dad, I'm only going to Europe. It's not as if I'm going halfway round the world to America or Australia. Anyway, I've already applied to colleges in Germany, France and Italy. My first choice would be Germany, followed by France, of course, given that my German is much better than my French, but I wouldn't mind a couple of years in Italy either. It would be a great opportunity to learn a fourth language.
I still don't understand why you're so keen to go abroad. All your friends are staying here, and they're quite pleased to be doing so. So what's up with you?
Leave my friends out of it, Dad! You know perfectly well that I'd like to work for the European Commission one day. Studying abroad would be valuable experience.
Yes, well, you know what I think about the EU. Better out than in, if you ask me. We don't want the French telling us how to run our own affairs or how to spend our own money.
Yes, Dad, I know what you think. But we are never going to agree on that, are we?
No, I don't suppose we are. But we're also concerned about the cost of all this, dear. Studying abroad will be far more costly than studying here, not to mention the cost of living. Last time your mother and I were in Paris, we paid a fortune for a simple lunch. We could have had a better meal at our local pub for half the price.
Dad, I've already told you I'm getting a grant for all this. And don't worry, if I end up in Paris, I won't be eating in expensive restaurants.
That's the end of part four. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.